the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you.
It's time now for Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people incorporate their faith into their everyday lives. The program is underwritten by St. Vincent Health, providing the spirit of caring through 20 health ministries that serve 46 central Indiana counties, and by Marian University, offering Catholic and academic excellence in the Franciscan and liberal arts traditions.
May the Lord's peace be with you.
Yes, may the Lord's peace be with you. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host today is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
We just came off of a very big open house for all of our volunteers. I know people probably heard us talking about that on the air. And for everybody that showed up, we enjoyed showing you around the station and, you know, wining and dining you a little bit, so to speak, because we just depend on volunteers so much. And it's hard to thank them enough for all they really do.
You know, I hope it's something that we do annually because, as you said, Jim, we do depend on volunteers for the radiothons, for the golf outing, for the dinner, it's everything.
And hey, I know how each and every listener that's listening right now can get an invitation to next year's. That's by becoming a volunteer.
How could we?
That's by becoming a volunteer this year. You know, and we need fairly simple things usually. During our share-a-thons, we need volunteers to come in and answer the phone. Occasionally, we need some office help with data entry or something like that. Sometimes we may need volunteers to stuff envelopes or help us with things. If somebody has an engineering background, an audio engineering background or radio engineering background, we might be able to use some services along those lines. But if you'd like to volunteer, we do need volunteers. We keep both radio stations on the air 24/7 with a staff basically of 3 full-time people and 2 part-time people. And that's 2 radio stations 24/7. And we keep ourselves pretty busy.
We do.
And if we didn't have volunteers, that's about all we could do is just run the radio stations and we'd be all done and overworked all the time. But with volunteers, we're able to expand and do things like our dinners, our golf outings, our share-a-thons, different things like that. We need volunteers to help us with all of those. So if you can help, our number is 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400. Or you can volunteer online, too, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. You know, I always spell that for people because when people give you a website, to them it's very familiar when you write it down. Well, if you're talking to somebody outside of Indianapolis, gee, we all know Catholic Radio Indy. What else would it be? Indy.
Sure.
But when you're talking to somebody in California, Catholic Radio Indy, how do you spell that? I-N-D-Y.
I will guarantee you one thing. If you come to volunteer the first time, you'll pretty much be a convert. We always have lots of fun. And I'll tell you, almost every outing or endeavor that we have here at Catholic Radio involves food. So we feed you well. 870-8400. Now let's jump into Faith in Action. Our guest today on Faith in Action, David Dalacca. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here.
And David, you kind of came on our, I'm sure you've been praying for him, listeners, without even knowing about it. But we wanted to have him on, especially around Father's Day this year, because the World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia is coming up just a few months away. When we started talking about that a year ago, it seemed like forever. And the Archdiocese put out a plea for families. If you are interested in going to Philadelphia, interested in going to the World Meeting of Families to make application, well, David actually did make application, is successful, and is going. And we kind of wanted to talk a little bit about that and about Father's Day, kind of a spotlight on Father's Day, if you will. So, David, let's start first with a little bit of personal information. Tell us about you, your family, what side of town you live on, your parish.
Sure, thank you. So my wife and I, Dee, she and I live out in Greenfield, Indiana, out east of Indianapolis proper, and we have three children with one on the way due somewhere around Thanksgiving, early December time. Two girls enrolled at St. Michael's School there in Greenfield, and then a two-year-old, who nearly two-year-old, Levi. So we have two boys and a girl. Two girls and a boy, and just looking forward to finding out what the next one will be.
So will you find out before
he's... We will, absolutely.
You will? Oh,
we
you will.
I was always the kid that peeked underneath the present wrapping, so we got to know.
You know, I was that kid too, but I never found out. I mean, I'm the kind of person who reads... flips to the end of the book, you know, to find... That's terrible. My kids, they say I'm a killjoy, but I do that. I want to know the deal. Okay, so, and what do you do between 9 and 5? What's your occupation?
Sure. So, I serve as Vice President of Technology at Cecina Memorial High School in Indianapolis.
Oh, so you're the guy when the computers go down.
Oh, see, they don't go down. That's the plan. If I'm doing my job right, then they don't.
Oh, wait a second. We need to talk to him off air for a second, don't we, Jim? We may need you, David. Okay, so... let's just jump right in. So the World Meeting of Families, how did that even get onto your radar?
Sure. So just through some relationships I've got with personnel and staff at the Archdiocese, as well as through communications at our home parish, we began to hearing about it and immediately went to prayer with the whole decision, because having a young family and taking them on a 10, 12-hour bus ride isn't a small feat in of itself, and really gave some thought and prayer to where we were as a family and some of our faith journey over the past few years, and just felt like it was the right thing for us to do.
Well, plus you have a little one that's due right in the middle of all this. Really, that should be a newborn, like right after you get back, right?
Yeah, it will be, for sure.
My goodness. Okay. All right. Well, what was the application process like? Because we understand here from Catholic Radio, we promoted it a little bit on the air. We talked about it. We had the people from the Catholic Center downtown talking about it and promoting it, and they had a lot of applicants.
At the time we talked to them, they had just started the process, and they knew they had, I think they were trying to limit it to one bus, and they had an empty bus that they kind of reserved, and they thought there's either going to be nobody that wants to go, or a whole bunch of people that want to go. And so they set the application process afoot. And when we talked to them initially, they just weren't sure how it was going to come out.
Well, it was hugely successful. So lucky you, blessed you, got a spot on that bus. So tell us, what was the application process like? It's closed now, listeners, if you're just now tuning in. We're talking to David Delacca, and he and his family, successful winners, if you will, are going to the World Meeting of Families in the fall of this year, Philadelphia, and the Holy Father is coming at the very end. So the process is closed. The people have been chosen, and we're going to talk to actually another family when they get back, I think middle of October, something like
right.
that.
Have you met any of the other folks that'll be going with you on the bus, or are they all just going to show up one morning and find out who's going?
Right. Well, we're very fortunate to have another family, another couple joining us from the St. Michael Parish. Out of the 15 families that the Archdiocese is sponsoring to cover travel accommodations, two of them were going to be coming from the east side of the deanery.
Wow, small world, so you know another one of the families.
Yeah.
How great is that?
So it'll be really nice that way, but of course we're looking forward to meeting the other people across the Archdiocese as well.
Yeah. Okay, so will you be going with your wife and three kids?
Yes.
So your wife is going to make this trip?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, God bless her. Absolutely. Take lots of pictures.
Hey, she goes to Girl Scout camp pregnant, so it's okay. she can handle this too.
Well, I know this little one, after he or she arrives, we'll love to see the pictures and hear about this.
Absolutely.
And I have to tell you, many years ago, St. John Paul II came to it. It still feels new to me to say St. John Paul II.
Sure.
He came to St. Louis a number of years ago, and it was a huge, like it's going to be, the World Meeting of Families. I mean, thousands and thousands and thousands of people. It was a day in January, and it was 70-degree day. The little sisters actually had been praying for great weather, and it was. But I have to tell you, and I'm sure you'll have the same feeling, but we could feel the presence of holiness and calm during the Mass, even though there were thousands and thousands and thousands of people, and we were in an auditorium-like deal, having a mass, you could still feel it. It was palpable. I hope you have something like that.
That's fantastic. I'm really looking forward to that part of the trip, of course, as well.
Okay, so tell us now, what do you hope to get from the pilgrimage, and why actually did you apply? I mean, tell us what you were hoping.
Sure. So, you know, one of the most recent things that have become apparent to me is just how important the family unit is of itself. You know, as we take a look at the broader groupings of people and society at large, you know, we really kind of come into question about where Christianity and where the Catholic faith stands and all of that. And so where do we go to approach that, talk about that, do something about that? Well, it starts with the family, I feel. And I feel like that families are called to be together and to be one. And through the family in of itself and growth inside of a parish, you know, anything is possible through God's grace and through the Holy Spirit.
Well, you know, I do want to talk a little bit about more this in the second half, because this is airing right around Father's Day, and I think it's a time when we take a minute and step back as wives, maybe, and we think of our husbands and our fathers, grandfathers, maybe. But as fathers, I mean, this is a particularly interesting time for you, because as a father, you have a unique experience and a unique responsibility as the head of your family and the head of your household. And I would like for you to talk a little bit more about that after the break. We need to take a break and we'll be right back.
Okay.
An interview with Brother Trenton Rout and how Catholic radio influenced his vocation.
I was not struck by lightning and knocked off my horse. I had a lot of time driving in the car listening to the radio, and I just gotten to a point where I would prefer to listen to something that would be intellectually stimulating. At the same time, I was learning about the faith, having that accessible, particularly the apologetics.
Catholic Radio, building faith, building vocations.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, David Dallacca. Is that Italian, by the way?
It is, indeed. It is. Yes. Okay, yeah, so I'm about fourth generation off the boat, as they say.
All right. Can you cook?
I can. Yeah.
Okay, northern, I don't know the difference, but I know that northern, I think, is white and southern is red. Did I get, or the other way around?
You know, that I don't know so much. Okay. I have to ask my sister. She knows that more than I do.
All right. I'm huge Italian. I'm in no way, shape, or form blood Italian, but I'm huge fan of Italian food.
It's pasta and got tomato sauce on it. It's got to be good.
It's got to be good. Okay, so we're talking a little bit of the first half about the World Meeting of Families. And how wonderful that you're going out in a bus full of 14 other families. And I understand the makeup is quite diverse. Do you know anything about the other families or people going?
Not outside of really what you've mentioned, is that the wonderful thing is that it's a very good selection of people across all of the archdioceses, and that you know, we'll have a very good representation from all corners.
Yeah, and it's going to be, I know little about it other than I've got some literature here in front of me. I've been getting some letters. Listeners, if you are on a diocesan mailer at all, mailing list at all, Jim, I'm sure you've gotten these too. They're little, they are kind of to take part in this historic event and pray along with us. If you're not going to be with us, but pray along with us. It's going to be historic. I know it's going to be historic. I kind of this half wanted to talk about the vocation of fatherhood.
Sure.
Because I know we reached out to you as a father going on this pilgrimage, the World Meeting of Families, that's going to happen in Philadelphia. But I really would like to talk to you about your vocation, not only because you are expecting the fourth one this year yet, I mean, right after this event. God bless your wife for agreeing to go on a bus, if you will, 8 months pregnant. Goodness gracious, God bless her, 8 months pregnant.
Oh, he'll get extra special treatment, get pushed to the front of the line and everything. Oh, yeah. Sure, she wears absolutely very obvious maternity clothes.
Well, plus, so then you've got little peanuts, two-year-olds. I mean, my goodness. And then, oh, my goodness, God bless you. Okay, So talk a little bit about the vocation of fatherhood as you see it, because you're relatively young, but I remember when our kids were baptized, I mean, they have a responsibility is put in your hands, and the Bible says that you are the spiritual leader of your family.
Right, right.
So talk to us a little bit about that, about the responsibility that you feel as the Catholic leader of your family.
Sure. So one thing that has become obvious and apparent to me is that I couldn't be a father without the grace of God, because, you know, there's an awful lot of responsibility that goes along into fatherhood and to leadership of the family, but none of that is possible without faith and without that solid foundation. And so one of the things in particular that I have found is just through absorbing what our kids are doing and being a part of their lives, that's being faithful to my mission, my role as a father, allowing the Holy Spirit to guide our decisions in parenting and to be a part of them as much as we can.
Now, how old are your children again?
So our kids are 8, 10, and then our 2-year-old, and then the one on the way.
All right.
8, 10, so you have a little bit of a breather in there. So
right,
it's like,
right.
So it's like almost two little sets of families, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you kind of a toughie.
Okay, sure.
My listeners, you know this. Jim, you know this. I'm number 12 of 14.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. So, and my dad died 17 years ago, and it's my sisters and brothers have often said that when they are rearing their children, disciplining their children, they ask, what would dad do? What mm-hmm. would dad have done?
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
So I'm going to ask you, if you were to talk to a younger father today, what would you tell him? How would you caution or guide him, or a little piece of advice? I asked my dad this, probably third or fourth child, and I knew that he wasn't going to live a long time. And I said, "What, Dad, what can I do as a parent? Give me one piece of advice." And he said something very interesting. He said, "Don't ever put your kids in a position that they have to lie to you."
Oh, right. That's very
good. And how many times do you know that something's been broken? You're looking at it, mm-hmm. the kid's right there, and you're saying, "Did you break that?" Well,
right.
Duh. So,
right, right.
So it's an interest, because I think it's a trust thing. So that's what he gave me. I've thought about that a lot, reflected on that a lot. It makes me a little bit kinder person, I think, or kinder parent. Well, how do you think you would answer that?
You know, I would definitely say that it's a task in listening. You know, being aware of what the children's needs are and of how to approach them and talk to them and be a part of them. So as they're growing, and obviously we've got a lot of years to go yet before they would leave the house, but as we're hearing them talk about stories and challenges at school, to just listen and be a part there, be there for them and help them to navigate the best that we can. And certainly for my part, I just pray on a daily basis that God gives me wisdom and guidance to make the good decisions that I need to make for them.
Okay, so what would you say to a dad who says, "Okay, great, I understand that in theory, but I work a long day, and I come through the door at 6 o'clock, and I just want a cold adult beverage."
Right, right.
Okay, a good meal, and put my feet up.
Right.
Okay, and my lazy boy with the clicker. I get it. I get that we should listen to him, but how do you find the time? I mean, quality time was a term that was used, it was birthed in my generation. I mean, quality time. So how do you carve out quality time? And is it a discipline that you have, David?
It's got to be. You know, you want it to be a natural moment in time, but on the other hand, as adults, we have to balance our work and our lives and other tasks that we need to accomplish. And so it's, if nothing else, it's a scheduled appointment for myself in my life of saying, this is something I need to do, this is a priority, and, you know, sometimes other things don't get done because that's what my number one goal is.
Our guest today, David Dalacca, we're talking about being a father. Father's Day, obviously, this celebrated around this time of year. You know, Jim, I was going to ask you the same question. Were you kind of the hands-on father that went to soccer practice, or was that...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've been fortunate to be in a kind of a management position most of my career, so I've been able to take off for a ball game here and there and that sort of thing, and really find out that as a grandparent, I think I'm doing even more of it than I did as a parent. But I think grandkids probably do more things. When I was growing up, or my kids were growing up, you know, they'd kind of pick one thing and that was it. Well, now, you know, the same grandkid will play soccer and football and basketball and volleyball and several other that I've missed or track in cross country. There's one kid will play all of
sure.
those,
yeah.
And sometimes those overlap. So, but no, we always tried to, as a family, get out to as many things. And we tried to do a lot of family vacations as well. And I know to some people, that's just foreign. There are some people that grew up and just never really had a vacation, never really went anywhere.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I think that, you know, I asked my mother a similar question, and she said, create an environment that your kids will talk to you. And I think I've done that. I think sometimes it backfires, though, because sometimes I hear things that I don't, that I wish I didn't know. but I do think, I think that that's important. I found that homeschooling my kids for a few years allowed me the opportunity. I think it's so valuable that what you said, to listen to them. Because as you were saying that, I thought of Christ listening to us. You know, how many times have you sat in Mass a few minutes before Mass starts? We used to have a pastor, Father Phil Bowers, who always said, get to Mass a little bit early. Prepare yourself. Don't be rushing right in and rushing out.
Right.
So it's a habit that I get to at least 5 minutes. Jim, do you do that too, a few minutes before Mass?
Usually. My wife would tell you we're always late. I consider 5 minutes early.
Okay, 5 minutes. David, you get there a little bit early.
Well, you know, we really strive to, but of course, you know, the last minute cup spill of something when you're walking out the door sometimes changes that.
We were the ones early and up front. Because I figured that way, when you pointed to things up on the altar, you know, you had their full attention. But it is a challenge, David. It's a challenge to raise kids and keep them family-centered. You know, St. John Paul II said, as the family goes, so goes the nation and the whole world.
Absolutely.
You know? And I think that you carving time out of your life and Cecina, I'm sure, is tickled to let you go for a few days. But still, you take care of their tech there. And so sure, it's a big deal to let you go for a few days to go to the World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia. And is it a week? Is it 10 days? How long is it going to be?
It's about 5 days. And then there'll be little travel on either side of that, including. So it'll be about a week in total by the time we go and recover and get ready back to get to
it. Any idea how close you'll actually get to the Pope during your trip?
Well, you know, not exactly. Probably is the right answer to that. But
so tell us what you do know about your agenda, because
sure,
all we just have generalities.
Sure,
All I know is that you're going to have opportunities in the beginning for getting together and sightseeing a little bit. And all I know is at the end is when the Holy Father's coming.
Sure.
So what do you know about it?
Well, what's what I think fantastic about the opportunity is that there's programming and workshops and activities for my wife and I to go together, and then also for the children to go together. Oh. And our littlest one, he'll even have some special activities and things for him. So it'll have time for each one of us to grow in our faith and to listen to stories and have information really apply to us, to where we are in our lives, as opposed to sometimes in Mass situations like this, maybe a workshop would be geared to one person and then the kids are playing in the background and you're mm-hmm. having a hard time listening or that kind of thing. And so I'm really looking forward to it from that perspective.
Okay, so David DeLacca, our guest today on Faith in Action. We just have a couple minutes left. We always seem to run out of time before we think. We were talking about the World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia this fall, and he's one of the lucky few that garnered a spot on the bus, one of 15 families that's going to see the Holy Father, and we're talking a little bit about Father's Day. You know, in the little time that we have left, David, I wonder if you could, you know, we're honoring fathers this week, and I think all of our minds go to our fathers, as I said earlier, and grandfathers, whether they're with us or not, and maybe to something that we take away from what our parents, maybe the way our parents brought us up, and maybe we use that in parenting our children. Maybe if you could take a minute and offer a little bit of, not necessarily advice, but consolation to fathers out there who are busy, busy, busy. We're all busy, busy, busy. And I just kind of want to take a deep breath and just relax a little bit and speak to those fathers to take a little bit of time and talk to them for a minute.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, I grew up in a household of, it was me and my sister, and both of our grandfathers were ministers inside of the Baptist and Methodist faith. And so one of the things that I was always surrounded with, and I was very fortunate to have, was a loving family, one in which provided me stability and room for growth and challenges and opportunities. And I know not everyone has had that upbringing and those opportunities, but through that process, I've been able to then look at my life and compare it to others and know that how much of a central role that experience has provided me just to provide continued foundation, having goals and achieving them, having the ability to feel God and the Holy Spirit work through me and help me reach my goals. All of those things are, I think, are foundational from the family experience. And so if I can help provide that to our children and help provide them a solid foundation for their future growth, that's my goal. And so by us taking our busy lives, helping to contain our schedules in a way in which we make them the priority, let everything else go, even if we happen to be late to the next meeting or if we don't happen to get to the grocery store that day, all of those things, they'll take care of themselves. We need to make sure that we only have that one moment in time, perhaps, with our children and make that the most important thing.
Well spoken. Well spoken. David Dalacca, our guest today on Faith in Action. We're talking a little bit about Father's Day and about what's important. I'll give you a little tidbit here. I think you are a wonderful father and probably a wise one. I remember taking my son to lunch. He was probably 20 at the time. And we were at a local place having lunch and having a conversation, and he looked across the table, and it was just the two of us. And I was learning a lot about him that maybe I hadn't really known before. And he said, "Mom, it feels like you're really listening to me now." And it humbled me, saddened me, and made me happy all at the same time, because I think that what you've said, if we listen to our kids and be open, just listen to our kids and let Christ lead us, you know, our Father lead us and you lead our families. You gave us some great advice. You gave us some great words. Our guest today, David Dalacca, on his way to the World Meeting of Families this fall, and we'll catch up afterwards and see how it went. I can't wait to hear the stories from afterwards. God bless you again. Thank you so much for being our guest, and may the Lord's peace be with you.
Thank you so much.
May the Lord's peace be with you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten by St. Vincent Health, providing the spirit of caring through 20 health ministries that serve 46 central Indiana counties, and by Marion University, offering Catholic and academic excellence in the Franciscan and liberal arts traditions. To suggest a guest or a topic for this program, call us at 317-870-8400.
May the Lord's peace be with you. Peace be with you.